you took the time out of your schedule to join us. For those of you that have been watching over the last few weeks, we are in a series about the law of process.
Yes.
And there's some really good nuggets over the last few weeks. So if you didn't hear them, go back and listen to them. Because I've listened to them several different times and replayed some of them in my mind. And the more you listen to them, the more I think, oh. But this week we're going to be talking about Jacob and the law of process. Mm. And so
it's our fifth one.
Number five.
I think it's our fifth episode. And I think we have a couple of more. I think there's a total of eight in the series. So but we're going to talk about Jacob, like you said. And it has been a good series. You know, it's interesting because when you think of process, a lot of times you just think of a couple of people in the Bible that kind of stand out that you've heard messages on. But when you really begin, to study on this and look into it, preparing for the Bible plan and preparing for the series and the podcast, you realize that really everybody that we preach about in Scripture, both the well-known, you know, individuals in the Bible that are, you know, preached in many sermons, and then those that aren't included in many sermons, but they're there, they all had one thing in common, that is just like you and I, and we all go through process, and there's process in their story. And it's actually... And so it's you know, we've looked at it like this is a law. This is a law of process. You know, anything that's worth having is worth fighting for, and anything that's valuable, you know, is going to take time to make.
Well, I just was talking to some people in a small group that I'm part of, and one of the things you can't live life looking in the rearview mirror, you won't get very far. However, you do have to take those glances back, and it's when you take those glances back, and it's a glance, it's a quick glance, you realize sometimes the process that you went through, oh, it makes sense. And I think while we're going through it, we don't always understand that. So if you take those glances, you can't stay there, but you take those glances back, oh, that's why that went that way. That's why it took this. And then also, I think the process helps you appreciate. When you get to the other side of that, you appreciate it more. There's lots of stories about people that have won the lottery, and they find themselves back in money problems. It's because when it came instantly, they didn't appreciate the value of what they were awarded or what they had won. Yeah. But when you have to work for it, there's a different type of appreciation. So I think there's also... importance of the process because it helps us value it. Another thing is that from a perspective of process with the Lord, you know, we're only seeing the few steps in front of us, and maybe we have some short-term goals and some long-term, but God knows the end result, the very end. And so sometimes our process isn't just about us, but it's also about blessing others around us. And I think of Joseph, when I think about that his brothers benefited from Joseph's process, even though they tried to trip up his process, but God still turned it for his good. So
yeah. We're talking about Jacob and the law of process today, and the scripture references we're going to be in, you can look this up and read it later, but Genesis 25:26, Genesis 32:24-28, and then Romans 8:29. And here's the question I guess I want to put out there. Have you ever wondered why some people seem to achieve success effortlessly, why others face constant challenges and setbacks on their journey? And, you know, I'll say it this way, life's a process. And just as a seed takes time to grow into a tree, our personal growth and transformation requires patience and perseverance. And so in this podcast today, we're going to explore the life of Jacob and learn from his journey about the law of process. And so let's start by saying that Jacob, whose name means supplanter or heel catcher, he was born holding on to his twin brother Esau's heel. And so from the very beginning, Jacob's life was marked by competition and striving. And he was a man who desired the blessings of God. So he had his heart was after the blessings of God, but he also had much to learn about the process of becoming the person that God intended for him to be. And so Genesis 32, we find Jacob at a critical point in his life. He was about to face his brother Esau, whom he had deceived and stolen from years earlier. The night before the encounter, Jacob wrestled with a man until daybreak. And this mysterious encounter was not merely a physical struggle, but a spiritual battle that revealed Jacob's inner turmoil and need for transformation. And so as the day, you know, broke, night was leaving and the day was coming, the man asked Jacob to let go, but Jacob refused, saying, "I will not let go unless you bless me. So Jacob recognized the significance of his encounter and understood he needed God's blessing to move forward. So in response, the man changed Jacob's name to Israel, which means he struggles with God or God prevails. So this renaming marked a profound transformation in Jacob's life, signifying his surrender to God's process of refinement and growth. So Jacob, who meant supplanter or heel catcher, stole from his brother, you know, talked him out of his birthright and so forth. He went through life, you know, really meaning swindler and you know, really just not having a lot of hope for his life, not voted most likely to succeed, but had an encounter with God where he could have given up. He could have let go. He could have taken the easy way out, but instead he wrestled with God all night and said, I'm not going to let go until you bless me. I'm going to hold on to the process. And in the process of holding on, it said that the angel of the Lord pressed his hip and pushed his hip out of joint. And, you know, so he literally in this situation became marked for life. This process truly changed Jacob's life forever. And that's interesting. And so, I mean, he could have let go in that process, but it actually changed his name. The process was so significant that in that process, he got his identity. He found his purpose because he went from being called Jacob to being called Israel. And those are two significantly different titles.
But I got to believe that somewhere in that he thought about giving up, mm-hmm. but something inside. And how about in our own life that there's seasons or things that we experience that we're ready to give up, but something inside us rises up like, no, I'm going to trust you, God. I'm going to hang on to you. I'm going to push through. I'm going to keep going even when it hurts, even when I don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. But it had to have been something that rose up beyond himself, within himself, but beyond him, and caused him to like get to the place where, like, I'm not going to let go until you bless me. And we've all found ourselves in situations or places in life where we have been holding on to God, like, I want to give up, mm-hmm. but I'm not going to let go until you bless me, God.
Yeah, and even in that process, 100%, I guarantee he wanted to give up. But even in that process of after that, or in the climax of that, you know, situation, the angel of the Lord pushes his hip out of socket. And, you know, that was painful. That was something that, you know, made a physical mark, not just a spiritual or mental mark, but a physical mark, you know, on his life. It literally hurt. And so if you look at here, I mean, it was significant, you know, as Jacob surrendered to God's process here in this moment, to such a point that it not only marred him physically, to where in Hebrews 11, the Hall of Faith, they call it, you know, you see the litany of names, they go down, and then it says that Jacob, you know, was leaning on his staff, worshiping God, you know, so he was still as an old man at the point of death as he was worshiping God, still having to lean on his staff because of this encounter. So it changed his life physically, but it also changed his life literally because it changed his name. It changed his destiny. And it didn't change his destiny. It changed it shifted for him to reach his destiny. The destiny was God's plan for him all along.
Yeah.
And so the law of process is a principle that we see throughout Scripture. In Romans 8:29, we read that God predestined us to be conformed to the image of his Son, Jesus Christ. So he predestined us to be conformed. So he, in advance, set us up to be molded, so to speak, or processed into the image of his Son, Jesus Christ. So this process of transformation takes time and involves various experiences and challenges and lessons and so forth. And just as Jacob struggled with his identity and wrestled with God, I believe that we have to embrace the process of growth and allow God to shape us into the people that he created us to be. And that takes time, that takes pain, and that takes perseverance.
Yep. I mean, and during those seasons of waiting and adversity and uncertainty, I mean, it could be tempting, and we kind of mentioned that, to become discouraged or lose hope. Mm-hmm. You know, there's scripture about that. Hope deferred makes the heart grow sick. Like you have to really, like, I guess, really press in more to not allow yourself to stay there, but remember and remind yourself that God is at work in your life. And even if you're going through that, in the midst of that process, He is molding our character. Mm-hmm. He is molding our integrity. Mm-hmm. He is teaching us valuable lessons. He's preparing you for what's next, what He has in store. He's preparing us for blessings. So it's like, in those seasons where you want to give up, you have to remind yourself that God is with you. He's gone before you. And it's this process in the end is going to be for your good. And it's hard to see that sometimes when you're going through it, because you question it. Here's another thing. When you mentioned Jacob, I thought about where you were saying he was leaning on the staff. He wasn't leaning in on the staff to say, oh, God, put my socket.
Woe is me.
Right. It was a mark. You know, I am really big on remembering where I came from, not from a standpoint of going, look how far I've come. Mm-hmm. No, but to remind myself that how good God has been to me.
Yeah.
That, you know, my life could have taken different paths, but He's been so good to me. Mm-hmm. So it was about remembering how good God, not what God had done or allowed in His life, but how good God had been. I think it's, you know, it can kind of be the same thing, like, oh, this happened to me, but no, with a thought process that God has been so good to me, and that you become thankful for those limps sometimes, that it causes you to remember the goodness and the grace of God and the faithfulness of God and the love of God and the peace of God and the joy of God and the deliverance of God and the freedom with God and, like, all of those things. Like, it's a remembering, but not from a woe is me, but remembering how good God has been.
Amen. So today, as we wrap this episode up and talking about Jacob, you know, I want to just remind you, you know, encourage you to take comfort, knowing that God is not finished with you yet, and to remind you to embrace the law process. We've been talking about this, and trust in His timing. Stay faithful. Seek His guidance. Allow Him to refine you like gold through the challenges. And I have to be reminded of this constantly myself, and this is a reminder to not just you, but to me. And, you know, we have to allow Him to refine us like gold through the challenges and the triumphs of life, not just the challenges, but also the victories of life. Remember, the process may be uncomfortable at times, but it's through the process that we grow. That's how we grow and become more like Christ. Going back to that scripture, you know, that says that, you know, we in Romans 8:29, God predestined us to be conformed to the image of His Son. So how do we be conformed to the image of His Son? Well, it's that process. That's how we grow to be like Christ over time. So I know there's a prayer. I want you to pray for those listening as we wrap this episode up.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank You for being the example of Jacob and the lesson we can learn from his life. Help us to embrace the law of process and trust in Your timing.
Yes.
Give us the patience and perseverance to endure the challenges and uncertainties of life, knowing that You are at work in us. Mold us into the image of Your Son, Jesus Christ, and use us for Your glory. In Jesus' name, thank You, Lord.
Thank you guys for listening to us. We are so excited about this series. Hopefully you're getting something out of it. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube, Apple, or Spotify podcast channels, and also click the bell on YouTube to be notified of all future episodes, and share it with someone. Make sure you comment, share it with someone. Download the Game Changer app to stay connected with everything that we're doing in the marketplace. Our Game Changer app can be found anywhere apps are located, and it's Game Changer by IPD Agency. Also, tag us on social media, and we'd love to see what God's doing in your life. We'll talk to you guys next time on Game Changer Podcast.